In the first reading, we have this record of Paul's discourse the difference between John's baptism and Jesus's is highlighted here. Jesus's baptism is a baptism in the Holy Spirit, and it reaches the beginning of maturity when people are endowed with the gifts. And that's why when the Lord wanted to enliven, maybe would be the word, the teaching of Vatican II, he poured out the Holy Spirit. It had begun at the beginning of the century, as you know, in a little church in Topeka, Kansas. But the real breakthrough came for the world in that little retreat house in Pittsburgh. The Ark and the Dove is not there anymore. And the first one to receive this blessing was, oh my gosh, I mean, I can see her face. I can't think of her. Patty Gallagher Mansfield. And interesting things about that. First, she was praying before the Blessed Sacrament. You know, they were on retreat, and she went upstairs to pray in the chapel, and she just knelt down in front of the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament when she was overcome with this great joy. She began to praise and pray in tongues, and other people came up at first just to make a visit, and they all had the same experience. Pretty soon people downstairs could hear all that, and they went upstairs, so the whole place was... And that's how it got started among the Catholics. In the Gospel, we're told here, you see, now you're talking plainly. We get it now, you see. And he says, do you really believe now? Not yet. This belief has to be tested. And it will be tested when they arrest me, crucify me, and I die. And then, how good is your faith? Well, not very good. They go hide. But then when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they stand in front of that whole crowd, 3,000 people, of whom they were just so afraid before, they were hiding behind locked doors. And Peter just speaks out the reality and the majesty of Jesus Christ. That's what we pray for, my friends. We need that. And so that's the power of the Holy Spirit. See, he warns them, you're all gonna split, but don't worry about it. I love you. And I'll find a way to gather you back. Which is such mercy, isn't it? My goodness. And so, in the world, you will have trouble. Oh boy. And more right now. Depends on how much of this Benghazi thing explodes and distracts everybody in the government from the HHS mandate and all that stuff. But you will have trouble. But take courage. Look, I've already conquered the world. They can't do anything to you. Even if they kid you, you're just going to come and live with me. I mean, but we need the Holy Spirit to impress that reality on us if it really starts to happen. Because we have very faulty memories, especially when things are tough. And so we're going to need this Holy Spirit, the blessed Holy Spirit. And then Sunday we're going to celebrate liturgically the coming of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it amazing that when he comes, there's joy, there's song, there's praise, there's like what happened today in the book of Acts, right? No matter what. I remember, I've told you this story before, there was a woman, she's dead now, down in Virginia. She was crippled, she was in a wheelchair. But everybody thought she was very, very holy. And she was. So they called in somebody I know, a very famous spiritual director, an Irish Franciscan. And he went down to visit her and interviewed her, talked to her for about a half hour. Because the bishop wanted to know, is she for real? Everybody wanted to know. So he came out from her conversation with her and they said, well, what do you think? And he said, it's genuine. Such a joy can never come from anybody but the Holy Spirit. That's a good discernment, isn't it? So let's stand and pray.